This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Emperor Palpatine's brother, the Pope, is calling for world government 2 weeks ago. Now a new world order. But it doesn't exist. You're an extremist if you talk about it, because the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center said so, and so did MSNBC. Just incredible meltdown in Europe. Huge moves downward on the stock market. Huge transmission lined up. Investigative journalist Greg Palast, an expert on Greece and the Euro, is going to be joining us. Open phones today. But first, a shocking report with video of the VA refusing veterans and saying they're not accepting people at the clinics. This is intensifying as the don't treat list expand.
Using it. He couldn't get any, and of course, we're a military family. We're very poor. We couldn't afford to buy it anyway. So he was just growing it for himself. He was on his way out of the military and just wanted to see if it would help. Police were summoned to Lewandowski's Geronimo residence in June 2014 after neighbors reported him suffering a PTSD episode. Amid the emotional breakdown, Whitney brought their three children to the neighbor's house in an attempt to defuse the situation. Rather than provide the former soldier immediate medical attention, police proceeded to conduct a search of Lewandowski's home for drugs, locating six marijuana plants. Police charged Christopher with felony marijuana cultivation, possession of drug paraphernalia, and domestic violence, a charge which Whitney admits to have filed against her husband at the behest of the officers. The former felony charge carries a possible maximum fine of $25,000 and anywhere from 20 years to life in prison, according to Oklahoma statutes. Lewandowski's wife, Whitney, expressed the kind of help he got was being tossed in jail. Speaking of help, it should come as no surprise you won't find any at the VA. Post-traumatic stress sufferer, Iraq war veteran Chris Dorsey was told by a desk clerk at the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs Clinic in Georgia that they aren't accepting any new patients.
Be good. How about you, sir?
All right.
Be doing a little better if I wasn't here, but...
I have, over in the, I was on Athens Clinic. I lost my job over there and I need to switch back over here.
We're not accepting any new patients.
The VA's not accepting any new patients.
Not this clinic.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it. I wonder why 22 killers are there today. Good job.
This was the second facility Dorsey had been turned away from in a matter of days for his post-traumatic stress, even though it was PTSD Awareness Month. Both of the facilities he visited failed to tell him of special treatment available to him as a part of PTSD Awareness Month.
My name is Miguel Roberts. I'm a clinical psychologist with the DCVA. I'm the director of trauma services at the PTSD clinic. So PTSD Awareness Month was started in 2010 by an act of Congress that established June 27th as PTSD Awareness Day. And we think that that's important because to educate veterans about the signs and symptoms of PTSD, that help is available.
Essentially, the VA, the creator of PTSD Awareness Month, was unaware of PTSD Awareness Month.
Mr. Speaker, today I rise in recognition of the National Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Awareness Month. Nearly one-third of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans who received VA health care in the decade after 2001 were diagnosed with PTSD, and the numbers are only expected to climb, unfortunately.
As our tax dollars burn in the wind, John Bound for InfoWars.com.
in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they too exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I went out walking through streets paved with gold. Lifted some stones, saw the skin and bones of a city without a soul. I went out walking under an atomic sky, where the ground won't turn and the rain it burns like the tears when I said goodbye.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It's Wednesday. Already the 8th day of July, 2015. You notice we've been having guests on every day about the imminent global financial meltdown that appears to be a foregone conclusion, with most of the smart money on serious corrections by this fall or winter. And you've heard me come out just last week after 2 years of not promoting gold and saying that I believe you will see gold by the end of this year dramatically go upwards. And I don't normally make specific predictions, but I've got to go with my gut on this. I've got to go on the activities we've seen of the elites scurrying for cover, getting their money out of the West, running to armored redoubts, building secret airfields in remote areas of the Arctic and New Zealand, as well as the Ozarks here in the United States. I don't like being right about all this. I wish I was wrong about forced inoculations and driverless cars and the rise of the robots. The Pope has called for world government again today and called it a new world order. They have to understand, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, MSNBC, Democratic Party, Republican talk show host, have all said you're basically insane or a terrorist if you talk about it, that it doesn't exist. That's because they were building it in quasi-secret. The Pope wants a planetary government based on ecological economic order. That means socialism, communism for the general public, elites above the law, total surveillance of everything you do, to then pay taxes, VAT taxes, carbon taxes, you name it, as carbon indulgences to the world government. This is the new religion, fusing communism, collectivism with earth worship run by a church. You talk about apostasy, you talk about devil, you talk about world government, you talk about Antichrist, you talk about what you're beginning to see the beginning of. And even if you're an atheist, listen to me and listen carefully in a Carl Jung way. Whether there are spirits and influences and forces in other dimensions, which mathematics has proven exist, the dimensions, regardless, humans on a mass scale through group consciousness, that's not spiritual, it's a fact, it's been proven, through mass consciousness, can manifest these archetypes of good and evil. And we know what's manifesting right now. It is 200 proof pure wickedness, deception, fraud, inversion. Everything the globalists claim they're going to bring us, it's the opposite. Everything they say is a deception. Epic time right now. Now, what am I getting at? Pope calls for world government again and having it based on wealth redistribution and fake environmentalism. What does Endgame made 8 years ago break down? This exact plan. Why is it to the word exact? Because we're following their declassified and leaked statements. We have their exact playbook. Not just the playbook, but what plays they're going to play in what order. Unprecedented to sit here and watch this pure evil rise, and they are demonizing anyone that opposes it, still saying it doesn't exist while they announce it. New York City Stock Exchange has suspended trading. Trillions of dollars have been lost in the Chinese stock market today. Stock markets around the world are rocked. Told you something big was coming, and this is just the start, my gut tells me. NY Stock Exchange suspends trading. The really worrying financial crisis is happening in China, not Greece. As we've continued to say for the last year, in fact, we've got to get Mr. Dent on the broadcast because he's the one, when almost every other pundit said, no, China's doing great, he's the one saying China is the one that's going to blow. Its stock market is up 100% in just the last few years. It's a total fraud. They've got unrest everywhere. And when it blows, it's going to bring down the whole global economy right as the baby boomers enter the second quadrant of retirement. Baby boomers from about 1947 through about 1958, depending on what you call a baby boomer, they're all retiring. The first third is retired. We're going into the second third. People born in 1950, 51, 52, 53, 54. And then the last group retires. Our population growth is negative. We're only bringing in unskilled, mainly welfare types now from all over the world. I mean, we have labor statistics. We know we're getting mainly unskilled people here. And then now the Democratic Party is there shoving a government milky their way, hoping that they then become Democratic Party voters, and the Republican Party basically has merged the Democrats, so they love it. I mean, we are burning down right now, going totally bankrupt, and they're just shipping in as many unskilled people as they can to sink the boat completely like Greece. So when we go belly up, like Africa has, they can come in and just take the whole thing over for nothing. Libya was helping all of Africa, funding real projects. Compared to the globalists, Muammar Gaddafi was basically a saint. I just have to tell the truth. They went in and took him out, folks, and now all Africa is going into the abyss. They blew up all the infrastructure, turned Al-Qaeda loose to run around murdering everybody. Now Al-Qaeda has spilt all the way into Central Africa, all the way into Western Africa, and is just running around murdering everyone. All run by Hillary Clinton. This morning, I got up about 6 a.m., and I was in the shower. That's when I tend to wake up. Made coffee, drank half a cup, got in the shower, turned on a hot shower, and I'm just standing there with suds in my hair, and I just put my head up against the wall, and I was like, this can't really be happening, that Hillary Clinton's probably going to be our next president when she's such a criminal gangster, so evil, such a fraud, and armed Al-Qaeda and ran the whole strategy to destabilize Africa and the Middle East. And then I got to hear about how she's a woman and I'm a bigot against women because I don't like her. I mean, what a triumph over reality political correctness has had. After 8 years of black versus white under Obama, now it's going to be man versus woman, and they're going to rub salt in the wound while the global economy melts into the ground. All we're going to hear about is how men don't like women. Dividing and conquering as seven ways to Sunday. Truly insane. The globalists live off chaos. They're vultures. Vulture crony capitalists who use socialism to domesticate and stun their quarry. New York City Stock Exchange suspends trading in all securities. The New York Stock Exchange halted trading in all securities as it addressed a computer malfunction. Yeah, that's what happened to computer malfunction. The level of BS that is shoveled at us every day. I mean, we live in such an upside-down world that they have all these movie stars, everybody weighing in with this fake outrage. How dare Donald Trump say a bunch of criminals are coming in, running from justice in other countries? I mean, that's how they can invert reality. How dare Donald Trump say fish live in the water? We're currently experiencing a technical issue. What, with the Matrix? We're currently experiencing a technical issue that we're working to resolve as quickly as possible, said the New York Stock Exchange spokeswoman, said in an email statement. We will be providing further updates as soon as we can, and are doing our utmost to produce a swift resolution. Communicate thoroughly and transparently. That's the opposite of that. That means communicate through pure deceptions and as hidden as possible. Let's decipher that. We will be providing further updates as soon as we can, and are doing our utmost to produce a swift resolution. Communicate thoroughly and transparently and ensure a timely and orderly market reopen. Stock stopped trading on the exchange platform at about 11:32 a.m. New York time. About 40 minutes ago, 45 minutes ago, they continued to change hands on other venues such as the NASDAQ stock market and BATS Global Markets. The head of the Securities Exchange Commission declined to comment. Yeah, they're probably too busy indicting someone that, you know, they claimed it insider trading for a couple $100,000 with no proof, and then have a big grandstanding media event about it and throw them in prison like Martha Stewart, or trying to put Mark Cuban in jail. They sent Mark Cuban emails and called him. I told you about it a year before it was in the news, and said, you want to put out an Alex Jones movie? We're going to put you in jail. We're going to set you up. They even send emails and make phone calls. We're going to set you up. But don't worry, the Securities and Exchange Commission, they're going to get to the bottom of it, and they're helping work with the Democrats in Texas to indict our attorney general. You didn't pay some filing fee or something. But meanwhile, the stock market had a glitch and turned off right now. It has nothing to do with the Chinese market going down 37% and losing tens of trillions of dollars. China looks like it's heading for the its version of the 29 stock market crash, says the London Telegraph. Its version? This is global. This will be worldwide.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We're here live Monday through Friday.
Is it getting better?
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central.
Or do you feel the same?
Is the stock market crash going to be any easier on you?
Make it easier on you now.
But you got the rebel flag to blame.
You got someone to blame.
Wonder if,
you said one love.
Jenner, wearing a dress will save us.
One life when it's one need.
Wonder if banning brown paper bags will. I wondered if gag orders and arresting people in Oregon that criticize same-sex marriage, I wonder if that'll make us free. See, we've had our real rights replaced with faux rights to infight with each other all day while the globalists prepare to orchestrate a worldwide stock market collapse. This may not be it, but they'll use this to get more regulatory powers, more consolidation, more bailouts ahead of the big one that is coming, part of the Trilateral Commission's plan since the year I was born. They launched the Trilateral Commission in 1974, the year before they publicly announced it when Jimmy Carter began to prepare to run for president. 41 years ago. And they said once they create the three global superstructures, they will then use those to suck dry and implode the nation states that were under it. They will then collapse that and out of it bring in a world government as the solution. And right on cue, world leaders call for planetary government to fix the problem and $100 trillion in global taxes every decade to be paid to the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the International Bank of Settlements. And those three megabanks are all basically consortiums for the same six banks that you will pay taxes directly to, and they will take money out of your bank account whenever they want, no judge, no jury, no nothing. And they will devalue your currency when they want, and they will ban cash, and they will micromanage every facet of your life, and they will raise insurance until you can't afford to drive a car, and you, if you're lucky enough to even have the money to have a car, it'll be robot-driven. Already, all the new cars stop when they think there's danger or call the police on you. They've already all have AI hooked in technology in them, artificially intelligent, not conscious, but artificially intelligent and autonomous to run your life. It's already been rolled out. We're in the final phases, and they're just going to flip on the switch, and we're not going to be in happy land anymore. I live in Austin, Texas, the beautiful heart of this republic, now overrun by all the failures that couldn't make it in California and other states, here lecturing us on their ways of regulations and raiding people's funds and destroying society. And they're running around celebrating in the streets downtown. Donald Trump, Donald Trump. People walk up, ha-ha, how do you like it? Donald Trump's been discredited. As if that even matters. It's all just the faux story, the rebel flag, the Donald Trump, the Caitlyn Jenner. Will he have his member removed? I mean, this is like a PCP hallucination. What do you think? Your boy, Trump's in trouble. And I go, Donald Trump's never been my boy. I think he's a ringer. Oh, yeah, sure. You're losing right now. You're losing. I'm like, no, actually, what he's saying is the truth. I mean, Mexico's collapsed in a total crime wave. I mean, are you denying the illegal alien crime wave? You people never get it. Your time's over. And you'll be looking at some liberal with non-matching socks if they wear like they're God. I don't care if you're wearing non-matching socks. I don't care if you got a handlebar mustache. I don't care. But the fact that you have it, you think you've now like attained godhood, that you're so ignorant, you don't know what July 4th is, but you're running around celebrating, we're the Democrats, we're winning, Donald Trump's in trouble, while the global stock market's melting down, while they put cancer viruses in the vaccines and prepare forced inoculations. And feed us GMOs that sterilize every mammal species that's fed them within three generations. We're now into the second generation of eating this stuff. Our fertility's almost gone. Sperm counts are down 90%+. The IQs have dropped 14 points. Cancer's up 3,000%+ on average. Diabetes almost 3,000%. Type 2. We're under hardcore attack, and you're too busy sucking your thumb, having full imaginary victories, watching Mr. Maddow. What is it you don't get about this jackass that I've transcended all your fake left-right garbage. We're under globalist total attack, and you can't even figure it out because you're too busy watching television and obsessing over the rebel flag all day.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in their own case. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He came, he saw, he died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas
are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
We're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
What the system has done is pushed and promoted mindless trendiness, mindless fashion, mindless cultural Marxism, political correctness, to a point where about half the public would jump off a cliff if they were told to do it, or they'd be called racist or homophobic or sexist. But as many historians have pointed out, and as history has showed, and as many of our guests have pointed out, like Gerald Celente on Monday, don't get down and don't feel bad like I do. I'm kind of giving myself a pep talk, but it's true. When we run into people that are just so invincibly ignorant, that's a term my dad used when I was a kid, invincibly ignorant. I mean, we know we're right about the trilateral plan. We know we're right about where the global government goes. We know we're right about the hellish technocracy that they call it, a totalitarian technocracy. That's their words at Davos, where they say, we need a totalitarian technocracy. The foreign editor of the Financial Times of London wrote an article like 6 years ago titled, And Now for World Government. And he wrote a follow-up article criticizing me. And the article says, yeah, we're secretive, yeah, we're totalitarian, but we know what's best. They use those words. And then I sit here with mainstream media calling me up all the time, wanting to do interviews, and they go, is this the Wall Street Journal or the LA Times or ABC Nightly News or all of them? We'd like to come. What do you want to talk about? Well, your belief that there's a secret plan for a world government. And I go, there's not a secret plan. It's public. Let me give you quotes. And we don't want to talk about those quotes. We're going to talk about your beliefs. What do you think about UFOs? Like, well, I don't really talk about UFOs. I talk about, let me tell you about Barry Goldwater. No, I think we're going to have, yeah. I mean, think about these traitors. World government is coming out in the open with world taxes and plans to shut off resources, with the Pope running around quarterbacking that they're going to redistribute wealth. You got Bernie Sanders here, the little baby Pope, the socialist, and you got Big Daddy Pope over here. And folks know, I don't attack Christian leaders, Muslim leaders, anybody. I don't get into the whole Protestant-Catholic fight. I know great Protestants, great Catholics, and it's the Catholics I know that are really freaked out. This Pope is super bad news. I mean, whoa. I always remember growing up hearing, and then when the Antichrist prepares to rise up, they'll put one of their people in the Vatican, and the Pope will be the false prophet. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Well, hey, whether the devil's real or not, I'm here to tell you this new Pope is the false prophet. He fits the bill in every respect. I mean, I remember past popes like fought communism and helped bring down the Soviet Union. Pope John Paul II and people did a lot of really good things. This guy, Ratzinger, looked like Emperor Palpatine, but he didn't do stuff like this. This new guy it's like having Fidel Castro as the Pope. And again, we're just supposed to just put up with it. Oh, you want world government. Oh, you want carbon taxes for the poor. And you know, the mainstream media attacks Catholics and popes in the past. I mean, you turn on mainstream media, that's all you saw. And leftist pedo guilds trying to take it over and stuff. But as soon as this new pope got in, it was like, oh my gosh, it's like the second coming of Christ. He's so sweet. He's so loving. He helps poor people. He feeds children. He saves kitty cats out of trees. I mean, he is like Mother Teresa as a man. We just really need to get down on our knees to this guy. And he's pushing the exact same agenda of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the EU and the New World Order. I mean, you talk about anathema to freedom. This pope is the polar opposite of what's good. And he does it slickly and lovingly, just like Barack Obama. And you notice we got socialists just coming out of the woodwork and communists. They're all activating. The Red Brigades are running around in Austin and Dallas and everywhere I go. I see folks running around with red flags. Without even trying, I caught two different communist marches the last 2 months on tape. Just, what's all that chanting? You're like in a restaurant, you look out, and there's 400 communists running by, burning American flags and knocking people over. And it's just, this is it. And again, I'm not saying it's a communist conspiracy. At its heart, the globalists use communist collectivist ideologies as their control mechanism with the dumb masses. I was reading a CNN article this morning. It was like 6:30 in the morning. I should have printed it, but and it was like, no, it was ABC News. It was 10 super fans of Bernie Sanders, and it was like, I'm a socialist and want a socialist utopia, and I don't want to pay off my student loans, and I want other people to pay for it. I mean, it read like a nightmare of theft, but I had to realize, no, this is for the average American to read that and go, yeah, I want free stuff. Oh, you'll get free stuff like Cuba and Venezuela that have collapsed repeatedly. I always hear people go, man, we're going to have great free health care like Canada. Every Canadian I know comes down here for health care. It's horrible. We need a national health service like England. It's wonderful. CNN told me so. Oh, really? Is that why Paul Watson, when he had strep throat a few years ago, couldn't for a month get any antibiotics? They just kept giving him a little pack of like gloves and aspirin. You just go home and die. He couldn't get permission from them to go see a private doctor. You have to get permission from the government to go see a private doctor. And if you're not on the in crowd, the ring knocking crowd, you don't get to get in. Thank God he just got better with herbal stuff. But he was like out for like 3 weeks, coughing up blood, kept going, begging for help, had money. He just knew we're sorry. And then the average moron, because they've got a Obama sticker on their car, thinks the health care is going to be great as we watch health care prices explode and the economy collapse. Which is the plan. So I'm not trying to be nasty and negative here. I've just had enough. I mean, by the way, Nico, I meant to ask you in the break, how's it going with Harry Dent? Good, good, because he's the guy that has just been, as of late, he's been predicting stuff for more than 20 years accurately and a best-selling author, but, I mean, he's been dead on about so much. And I want to get his take on the China situation because he's been saying that he believes it's imminent by the end of the year that China would go belly up. And you tune into other pundits and people, and it's all just China's wonderful, China's great. If you don't like it, you're racist. I've actually been hearing that. And again, if you don't like gangrene, you're racist. And if you don't like Jade Helm troops on the street, you're racist. They had Hardball attack us last night about our deep racism. We just don't trust the black president. I didn't trust Bush getting rid of the posse comitatus. This is all part of a bipartisan takeover. But Obama is their front man, and they do use the fact that he's part African to have a shield. So they make it racial, and then we have no other choice but to point it out. And we're so paralyzed because of it. It's like race and sex issues have become the chiari darts. Brazilian natives, you know, will shoot monkeys for dinner and birds for dinner with little blowgun darts that are dipped in chiari. And it paralyzes them, and they just throw them in their bag. They're still alive. They get home and roast them. Don't need refrigeration when you've got paralyzation, paralytics, I guess you call them. And that's what political correctness is. Just disease, crime pouring over, Latin America collapsing, 7 billion people worldwide, the West collapsing, globalists destabilizing any country that tries to get on its feet to bring down the third world, then flooding everybody with it. And you point it out, and racist, and then everybody just says, okay, open the border, chiari dart. when I had my hernia surgery, they said, we don't really use a lot of chemicals anymore. It turned out the anesthesiologist was a listener who I'd actually known back in college and when he was a graduate student. And then we had a nice 20-minute talk before he knocked me out. And he says, don't worry. He goes, I know you said the last time he got knocked out for surgery, it took 9 times. That was when you were 16. You also call that the teenager effect. Sometimes teenagers, it takes a lot to put them under. He said, I think you'll take the normal dose for a 235-pound guy. Took him double the curare. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe politically, too, there's a point where I'll finally go under and just submit and go, I'm sorry, I kneel to the Pope and world government and the new corporate government and the new Christ leader that will rise, that will be endorsed as our Gaia leader. And then I'll just say, chop the right-wingers' heads off, and I'll wear a pink tutu and just hop around like, liberal, liberal. I mean, you know, I mean, maybe at some point, maybe now I'll just kneel to the Pope and just, yes, world government communism is the answer. Che Guevara, you are right. Oh, yes. I mean, it's Twilight Zone. And have you noticed how sickeningly accurate this radio show is and how everything we talk about just keeps happening? I don't like that, as I've said 1,000 times or more. It's like a slow motion car wreck. Or like watching one of my children being skinned alive or something in slow motion. I mean, I don't hate the idiots that are under a mind control trance. I don't hate the people that were inducted into all this stuff. But they're still dangerous as a horde of idiots. In fact, we do have a clip now of Pope Francis at the Vatican this morning when he called for world government. And we're going to play that clip right now.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the first galactic empire for safe and secure society.
That was in the BBC last week. Just keep it going, though. This is how freedom dies, to thunderous applause. And, you know, I'm laughing about all this because I'm not going to get depressed. And so many people say, Alex, people are waking up. Some good things are happening. I get it. But in my gut, so he's calling for a new world order, an ecological economic order, meaning socialism and fascist tyranny through the Green Police. And again, a few weeks ago, called specifically for a planetary government to carry this out for everyone's security and prosperity, of course. Remember this article from June 23rd? We broke a secret TxDOT program with Google cars in Austin and all over the state. Busily running into people. Well, here it is out of AP. Today, Google tests driverless cars in Austin. But don't worry, with safety drivers. I'm just saying we broke that. See? We broke that 2 weeks ago. Not bragging. Just continuing to. We're not the conspiracy theorist. When they call someone a conspiracy theorist, that means a thinking person who's not in the trance, who gets in the way of the known liars. And then, yeah, there are a lot of lay folks out there that are just not waking up, that come up with wild theories. Because, I mean, if the mainstream media is lying, and then you've got to go find out what the truth is, they're going to have a lot of speculation. And they can go out and show our different speculation about what's happening to then try to discredit us like we're a whole cacophony or Tower of Babel, not knowing what we're talking about. Well, that's the general public trying to suss stuff out. I know what's going on because I've read Carol Quigley's books. I've read Zbigniew Brzezinski's books. I've read David Rockefeller's books. I've read their op-ed pieces. I've read Foreign Affairs. I've read Declassified Congressional Frank Church reports. I have read the memoirs of these people, Helmut Schmidt and the rest of them. I've infiltrated Bohemian Grove. I've interviewed former MI6 officers like John Coleman, Dr. John Coleman. I've interviewed the Special Forces commanders. I've interviewed the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, repeatedly. I've interviewed them on and off air. I know what's going on. They know what's going on. And so they just denied, 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 with the brainwashed public not understanding what's going on. And then now China's stock market has plunged 30%. Trillions and trillions have been lost. And the Financial Times of London and others are asking, is this the new 1929? Well, I'm sure if we give unlimited trillions to select banks to prop it up, which is now happening in China, while all Western eyes remain firmly focused on Greece, a potentially much more significant financial crisis is developing on the other side of the world. In some quarters, it's already being called China's 1929, the year of the most infamous stock market crash in history and the start of the economic catastrophe of the Great Depression, which, of course, led to a giant war. In any normal summer, a 30% fall in the Chinese stock market, a loss of value roughly equivalent to the UK's entire economic output last year, after an ascent which has seen share prices more than double in the span of a year, would have been front page news across the globe. Then it goes into how it isn't. The drastic series of government interventions to stem the panic. And of course, it's that government intervention to certain funds that is the real robbery going on. And then now they've halted trading on the on the New York Stock Exchange, and they say it was a glitch. More lies, more fraud.
So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know. And he said Guns80.com is having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is back by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
Tired of the garbage on the radio? Let's change hip-hop. Support true rap music. The new album, Escape from Prison Planet, drops July 1st. Download it for free or pay what you think it's worth. Don't think it's worth anything? Pay nothing. Go to truerapmusic.com for details. That's truerapmusic.com. There's a war on for your mind. For your mind. For your mind.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Oh. the interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Fox News and others are reporting that the feds are saying the New York Stock Exchange shutdown was an internal computer error, not a cyber attack. The Chinese stock market is continuing its nosedive as their main regulator warns of panic as their retail investors, their novice gambler investors that we warned about on Monday, panic. And despite the fact they're trying to prop it up, the general public is exiting in a rout. So very, very serious situation. We'll continue to track it throughout the day. Some of the other articles dealing with this are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And ABC News is breaking down how China's stock market trouble is affecting the U.S. China being the second largest economy in the world, investors around the world are anxious about the major slide in the Chinese stock market. And there's a Leanne McAdoo report that I haven't gotten to yet that I mentioned yesterday from the Nightly News on Monday, where she went out in Austin, and most people were like, I don't care about Greece. They're nothing. They're small. They need to pay their bills. Well, we're in greater debt per capita than Greece, and most of this isn't my debt or your debt. I pay over 65% in some form of tax. Isn't that enough? Isn't that enough? Oh, no, but when the economy goes under and they all tell us we've got to have bail-ins and have our bank accounts taken as they're announcing preparations to do, we'll hear, well, you got a debt, you got to pay it. Yeah, I got to pay for all of Bernie Sanders folks' student loans. Your parents should have understood there was no jobs in the future with NAFTA and GATT when they paid to get you into college and when you paid for it. It's not my fault you got screwed over. I'm not here to pay for everything. Plus, I don't have the money. You could take all the middle class's money and all the nouveau riche's money, and it wouldn't even run the country for 2 years. The globalist, it's different. But you can't redistribute their wealth because it's fiat. Do you understand? There's not enough real resources to give you everything free, to give you a new car, to give you smartphones, to give you a house so you can sit there and weigh 800 pounds and talk about how you're smart all day watching Rachel Maddow. Just doesn't exist. You're about to find that out. We've got an incredible Nigel Farage video where he challenges the leader of Greece to leave the euro and bring down the New World Order. That's coming up. Greg Palast is coming up. Briefly, going into this crisis is now more important than ever to keep our bodies healthy and to make sure that we're not deficient in a lot of the key compounds that are out there. And the biggest one is True Nation Iodine, Deep Earth Source. We're the only source that has this true iodine. I call it true iodine because we don't have a way to describe it. It's just so pure, and it's elemental. It goes right into the body. Consult your healthcare provider before you take it because it can have hardcore detox, you name it. The amount of energy it's given me, what it's done for my skin, I tan better, just like experts said I would once I had enough iodine in me. It just does so many things for me personally. And, yes, it's going to sell out. It's at InfoWarsLife.com. So secure is yours today. We're down to like 1,000 bottles of Super Male, 1,500 bottles of Super Female. It'll be 6 weeks till we get that in. We just have not had the budget and not had the supply chain to get everything we need. So most of our products at InfoWarsLife.com are sold out, and our two best sellers are about to be sold out. We have free shipping in the month of July. Even though I'm about to sell out, I'm not getting rid of the free shipping. That continues store-wide on everything at InfoWarsStore.com, or when you call toll-free 888-253-3139. And it's never been more important to fund the tip of the spear, because more people are tuning in every day as they start to wake up as the hammer gets dropped. Second hour coming up. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.